some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life.
I woke up this morning feeling a lot like Rip freaking Van Winkle, looking at the state of my country and wondering what the hell just happened. While New Jersey gun owners were breathing an unwarranted sigh of relief because we didn't get the jackboot of government intrusion jammed that far up our collective behinds, only because of a temporary reprieve granted us by His Royal Heftiness as to not mar his higher political aspirations, the rest of the country, hell, make that all of North America, came unhinged in Toronto, Canada. Canada! Where people are so damn polite that muggers apologize for mugging you, then wish you a good day afterward, the mother of an autistic child got a letter from another mother in the neighborhood complaining that her, quote, retarded animal of a kid was, quote, frightening the normal kids in the area, and that she should, and I'm still quoting here, euthanize the little animal, salvage whatever non-retarded parts there were, and then donate them to science, or move out into the woods where no one would ever have to listen to her kid make noises again. What the fuck? And in Oklahoma, three little wastes of skin shoot an Australian college student in the head because they were bored. No, let me repeat that just in case you missed it. They killed another human being because they were freaking bored. And the parents of these three little miscreant hoodlum wannabes, of course, come to their defense, saying, in essence, that when they weren't out killing people for sport, they were the best little SOBs on the block. So what do you tell these poor parents back in Australia? Sorry, we here in America have failed so badly as a society that our kids, having gotten bored with achieving freaking level 5 on their stupid little Xboxes, needed something else to do. So they went out and hunted down your kid in the streets, just for the fun of it. In Michigan, teachers and a Lutheran minister, came to the aid of a teacher who was convicted of molesting one of his students, saying, and sadly I quote, "We shouldn't judge a good teacher by this one isolated incident." And then they blamed the kid, saying that he could have stopped it at any time. And when the parents of the child spoke out against the teachers, who apparently aren't opposed to child molestation, their family home was firebombed in the middle of the night. What the hell is this? 1950s Alabama? The world is upside down. Political correctness has run amok, and thuggery rules the day. And the media, don't get me started on the media. Al Jazeera. Remember Al Jazeera, the network preferred by 9 out of 10 suicide bombers? The same Al Jazeera that Osama bin Laden chose to air his propaganda tapes and then aided his ability to communicate those messages to his terrorist network around the world? An act that CNN, called reprehensible. Yeah? That Al Jazeera just launched itself into 48 million U.S. homes this week, touting itself as, quote, the true voice of America. Seriously? A network started by the Prince of Qatar, who staged a coup against his own father to gain power as a vehicle to promote and legitimize Sharia law around the world? You mean that Al Jazeera? And thanks to Al Gore, who sold his failed television network Current along with his soul for a cool $500 million, and shills like Hillary Clinton, who still think that Al Jazeera is going to be the next BBC, and that Aricept-deficient buffoon, John McCain, who is featured now in their new promo reel, our declared enemies now have 12 direct pipelines of information, masquerading, of course, as legitimate news bureaus, to track every move, fear, weakness, and vulnerability of the American people. Hitler would have loved something like this. There's no doubt about it, my friends. America is morally bankrupt, led by immoral government leaders who place blame on guns, knives, or whatever the hell the instrument was to commit a crime while they defend the actor. Ancient Rome fell for far less than this. And the way I see it, it all boils down to this. Immoral leaders create immoral societies, and those who are ignorant of history are doomed to repeat it. I gotta go take a blood pressure pill. Always look on the bright side of life.
Always look on the bright side of life. Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi, and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. Well,
how's that make you feel, listeners? Maybe we should have everyone who's anti-gun and who is a liberal listen to that intro by Sandy just now.
You know, I
hate
that
word. To make their
blood
boil, too. I know you hate that word, but
I'd rather use the word progressive.
All right, progressive.
There are liberals and there are conservatives and everybody who's still gun owners, but the progressives really want to strip you of your rights, right?
All right, progressives. Here's a hot news flash that was this morning on all of the New York news channels. The cost to incarcerate a prisoner in New York is a whopping $167,000 a year per prisoner.
Shitbaggerator is much cheaper.
And I guarantee you that number is cooked. It's probably much more.
Absolutely.
Okay? $160,000 a year. I can incarcerate people for less than a dollar a day.
Okay? How would you do that?
1 square foot a piece.
Yeah?
Warehouse them, baby.
Warehouse
them. And then, again, some, you know, maybe harvest their organs. What about having them ride bicycles and generate electricity all day?
That sounds good.
Okay? So $167,000 a year. You made reference to the Roman Empire. I've made reference to that before. Yeah.
We're doomed.
Read the rise and fall of the Roman Empire.
Absolutely.
We are doomed.
We are
doomed.
We are following the same path. If you take a look at it, what they've done is they're starting to print money like it's going out of style. Same thing that the Roman Empire did. The Roman Empire's army was taxed so bad that they were in so many wars at the same time that the government had to overtax the populace. Populace was just fine for 500 years. Everybody was just happy until all of a sudden everything started to follow the same path that we're following now. The same path was followed in Weimar.
Yes.
So, you know, where's our new Hitler?
It's not good.
No,
it's not good. Now, just to talk a little bit about where we need some help. Obviously, the kickoff now is to October 16th to get Steve Lonergan elected. Mayor Cory Booker has gone on record and called Lonergan a right-wing radical. So what is Booker? Wouldn't he not be a left-wing radical?
He's kind of like a celebrity.
He couldn't run the city of Newark, and he wants to run the entire state
fine.
At the federal level.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to sit here and have you criticize that good man. Look at how much good he's done for the city of Newark.
$8.5 million raised for his campaign.
Yeah.
$8.125 million came from California, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So, as Lonergan says, California is going to have a third senator if Mayor Cory Booker gets elected.
And you still can't walk on North 9th Street in Newark.
Go one block off of any of the mainstream areas where the shows are and stuff,
dead man.
And you're dead, okay? Yeah. He's never in the city anyway.
No,
he's afraid. He's scared.
He's a scared.
He's a scared.
He's a scared.
Now, if you want to talk about atrocious, what about Senator Pascrell? Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Yeah.
He is going to fight crime.
He's the ex-mayor of the city of Patterson.
Yes.
Another, you
he
know,
he is going to fight crime. This is going to lower gun violence by taxing the shit out of guns and ammo for law-abiding citizens.
Well, of course, because gangbangers will pay tax higher to...
We pay tax on guns and ammo already because through the Pittman-Robinson Act. This son of a bitch wants a tax...
Oh, he says it's too old, Pittman-Robinson.
Yeah, he says, you know, since 1942.
Yeah.
Okay? He says this is not Dodge City. While he was giving his press conference, people were being shot around the corner in the park. I want to know how this tax is going to
work.
Would
it help that? Yeah.
Okay, and of course, ceasefire in New Jersey and the six members of the Million Mom March were at the protest also. It's amazing how they set these up. There was people there with signs and everything. You know, who set this up ahead of time?
Yeah, I know.
You know, this whole grandstanding show.
They weren't handmade signs either.
They were printed
signs. Yeah. So that was one of those spontaneous things.
So he's going to tax the crap out of ammunition and guns, including lowers, disassembled ARs and everything, because that's going to fight crime.
Of course.
How about taxing criminals? How about making criminals liable for the crime they commit? How about making the criminals work to pay it back? How about having prison conditions that are so draconian that you won't want to go back to prison?
Dude, it's prison here. You've seen that. We did that story of the kid in Camden who couldn't wait to go to jail
for street cred.
For street cred, and so he could get laid.
So it never ends. You know, Christie vetoes the bills, and right away Pascrell comes out. He wants to tax guns and ammunition to law-abiding citizens because they can't figure out any other way to raise money. They know damn well it's not going to lower crime at all. Now, you want to talk about lowering crime at all? Let's talk about catch and release. This scumbag in Hudson County, he cut his girlfriend's face with a knife. He stabbed his lawyer. He was arrested 22 times and served 4 prison terms. And guess what? While out on bail, killed his girlfriend. She had a restraining order against him,
though. How did that work out?
Okay. He killed her. 22 friggin' arrests, 4 prison terms, stabbed his lawyer, and then finally, the finale was killing his girlfriend, who he was released from prison at 8 o'clock in the morning. She was dead by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no outrage out there for this.
No, there's
nobody
not.
Cares.
No.
There's no outrage.
No.
And now he's going to go to prison for $167,000 a year for the next 50 years. And
see,
he stabbed her to death.
Every gun ban in the world didn't help that woman, did it?
No. Well, if we taxed guns,
if she would have
helped.
Had a firearm, maybe she'd still be alive.
And there's many cases to that on record with women with restraining orders using a firearm to meet with the equal force.
What's the estimate? It's like 2.5 million, right?
Correct.
2.5 million
Correct.
Each year.
Correct.
Where a firearm is just the possession or the presentation of a firearm, even firing a shot.
The newest thing I heard is now Chris Christie, he did endorse Lonergan. I heard Rand Paul might come here to stump for Lonergan. We also might get Ted Cruz here, too. We really need your support. I just wanted to go full circle on this. Everybody out there, lawn signs, stickers, bumper stickers, volunteer your time. Sue Penna says if everybody goes out and knocks on 50 doors. All right, we have to reach out to people. This is a very odd vote. The good thing is Cory Booker does not have the vote from the inner city of Newark, believe it or not. He's not like there.
No, he's not.
Okay? He's relying on suburban votes also, ladies and gentlemen.
Which he's going
to
get.
Everybody has to get out and rock the vote because he's on Oprah all the time.
Of course.
I watched his speech last night. The Star Ledger put down a thing that Booker and Lonergan were dueling, but they only had Booker's video. There wasn't Lonergan's video. You want to talk about yellow journalism, right, that we have to deal with. And so we don't even get equal time, first of all. But Booker is not polished, man. I tell you what, I watched him speak. He was reading off of a script, and he kept stumbling and stammering. When he's not on a talk show talking about saving people with his cape and in his Twitter campaign, he's really a paper tiger.
Well, you know, we've got a president who can't even introduce people without a teleprompter. So. All right, well, we're coming back, I guess, after I take another blood pressure pill.
Me too.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And this segment's being brought to you by Montville Office Suites.
Come on down to Montville Office Suites. His prices are insane. MontvilleOffice.com. 330 Changebrook Road, Pinebrook. You want to see Ron Sousa. Guys, $59 a month. Virtual office, meeting space, billing, accounting, contracts, fax machines, emails. What is wrong with you? My jobbers out there, you guys driving around in these white vans and pickup trucks. Come on, man. Kick it up a notch and professionalize your business. Check out Ron Sousa, Montville Office Suites. It's 6 miles from the range. It's close to four highways in northern New Jersey. It is beautiful. You know what? Just go up there and say hi to Ron. Grab a brochure, break his chops, and maybe pass it on to some friends. He's got the balls to be a sponsor of the show. Second time now, second business Absolutely. That he's in. Let me tell you something. It is great. And his prices are insane.
For the rest of you in America, if you haven't been raised in the New York metropolitan area, we used to have a guy called Crazy Eddie who had an appliance store, right?
Eddie Antar, electronics, like Best Buy.
Yeah, he wound up in jail at a federal penitentiary, I think.
With no toupee.
Yeah, that's right.
With
he had a toupee on TV, but no toupee in jail.
So I'm pissed off again. Yes. All right, so catch and release.
Yes, sir.
All right, Sandy, you talked about this. Holy shit, this is a free state like Texas. Where has America gone?
Oh, man, let me
tell you. Okay, police shoot a fucking therapy dog. I said that out loud, right?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And it wasn't even the right house. And this is Texas we're talking about.
Listen, we've had a guy who's a listener of Gun for Hire Radio in Wildwood thrown off the boardwalk by a police officer. Yep. With his service
with
dog.
With his service dog.
We just had another guy refuse service in a Dunkin' Donuts in New York with his service dog.
Unbelievable.
Him and his girlfriend were ridiculed. There's a good friend of mine, Staff Sergeant Vitro. His dog, his name is Houdini. It's a service dog. It helps him with post-traumatic stress disorder. I liked Houdini on his Facebook page. I friended him. I waited 2 weeks. He finally accepted me as a friend, which was nice. Listen, people, service dogs help people.
Absolutely.
I mean, they shot the freaking service dog. They're stopping people from coming. If it has a vest on that says service dog, embrace it. Don't fight it. But you know what, Sandy? This is because people are just watching Dancing with the Stars and shit.
That's right.
They don't understand this.
That's right.
You know what I mean? It's funny how owning a gun range, all of these people that come in, they're so intelligent because you have to be abreast on all the current laws and the politics that's going on. But let's face it, most people out there, low information voters. That's
right.
What our politicians
That's right.
are preying on.
We're preaching
okay?
to the choir. I realize that. But, you know, we're the ones who are the truth deliverers to the rest of our friends.
Yes, and we need it. Listen, Gun for Hire Radio is free. Thank God our sponsors have the balls to support us. Pass it on to people.
Absolutely.
You know what? Arlen Bell burns them on CDs and gives them to friends.
I know, it's amazing for the technically challenged.
Yes, he gives them to friends. He burns them on a CD. We play it here in Gun for Hire at the Woodland Park Range. It's in the bathrooms. One lady comes to me. She goes, "I walked in the bathroom. I heard you talking to somebody else. I thought I was in the wrong bathroom because we have a speaker." You know.
Well, you know, that brings up a good point, too. If you're in the area, anywhere in North Jersey, New York area, and you're here on a Saturday, 1 o'clock, we do the show live. So why don't you come down and see sausage being made? It's two things you don't want to watch happen.
Us on radio?
Us on radio and sausage being made.
It's true. It's true. Listen, there's a woman in Iowa who decided that they weren't going to pay $167,000 a year to warehouse a prisoner. And this scumbag escaped from prison, Rodney Eugene Long. He broke out of a correctional facility and about 20 miles away. He was on a 40-minute police chase with the cops and everything. And he grabbed this husband and wife, and he held them hostage for 4 hours. And she managed to get their CCW gun, and she shot and killed them.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay?
Yeah.
And there's justice served.
There's one of those 2 million.
Yes.
Right? There it
Beautiful.
Is. Perfect example.
And she shot the shitbag, and now the shitbag, he's dead, and it saves us $167,000 a year, plus court fees and everything. And, you know,
and the sheriff in town said, hey, thank you very
much. This is a beautiful thing. These are the things that we need. This is what I read that encourages me a little bit, but still, the rise and fall of the Roman Empire constantly guides me,
mm-hmm.
okay? The next thing is, how about this brochure by Homeland Security, Sandy?
That's pretty good. I think it's a spoof.
You think it is? I don't think it's a spoof. I don't think it's a spoof.
We got a listener sent us in a brochure that says the only way to deal with the with any federal agent is to automatically just surrender all your rights, right?
Stop, yeah. Drop, and cower, okay? Three simple actions can save your life anytime you're in the presence of a government agent. Remember the rule of three. Stop, drop, and cower. There is no redress for any wrong done to you. This is because the action of a government agent is always right. His judgment is correct and his intellect unsurpassed.
You ever been in a post office? I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I love the post office. 42 people in line. The lady puts the sign, going on lunch. Well, what the F about all of us here?
I've got a cousin who's a high supervisor in a post office, and he's like, the line never ends.
Well, no shit, because once the line ends, you're out of work.
You have no idea what kind of stress it is. The line never ends. All right, so we're going to get a shitload full of hate mail now from post-work.
I don't care. How about friggin' Bloomberg pissed that the council and the Supreme Court went against them on stop and frisk? He's stammering his feet. It's not racist. We don't profile. Okay? I mean, he hasn't been this pissed since he lost the lead role as the Lollipop Kid in The Wizard of Oz. Okay? He was one of the backup dancers, but he didn't have the lead role.
That's right.
He wanted to be one of the three. We represent the Lollipop Kids. The Lollipop Kids. Okay? He's pissed off, man. He is pissed off.
Yes, he is.
I want my stop and frisk back. F it. Stuff it. Okay? Too friggin' bad. Stop and frisk. What an infringement.
It's
you know?
Great. Why should we have Fourth Amendment rights?
I got some letters I want to hit. We have a lot more to talk about, but here's one from Scott Cost. He goes, I'm currently listening to show 116. So you haven't received any nasty emails lately? That's too bad. Let me help you. F you, okay? And then he wrote, excellent news about the remaining three bills. I told my wife that she doesn't have to worry about the mandatory training, so I signed her up for your September 28th Women's Day First Steps Pistol. Very popular. Once a month, we run a women's only class that's taught by women, range safety officers. The August class sold out. September class has like 6 seats left. We haven't scheduled the October date yet, but we're really, really signing up a lot of people that want to take this.
It's a really great class, too, because it is for women by women.
Yes. By the way, the Star Ledger article where Crying Brian was holding a 50 cal down in Linden.
Wasn't he pointing it at the audience?
Yes. I sent him an email and asked him if the gun was for sale because I want it now that it's not banned. I also sent him a tweet. I sent him a Facebook thing. He hasn't responded yet. Very rude.
Did you see that press conference where they had
New
all
York?
Of... Yeah, well, they
267
had all...
guns with actions closed, safeties off... Facing the reporters in the audience.
Nobody wanted to sit in the front row.
King Mike, Ray Kelly, the police chiefs, they're all picking this shit up and handling it. And the actions are closed. The safeties are off. And all the guns are pointing at the audience.
Dude, they only got them, you know, with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell group, you know. So
you know,
they're not loaded.
We're going to talk about not loaded later that in our learning segment.
Yes, we will.
Another thing is Chet Smith said he just may start looking for 50 cal BMG Barretts now. Everybody wants one.
Sure.
But Chet attended a campaign event in his hometown and Christie endorsed Steve Lonergan for U.S. Senate, and he was wearing his Gun for Hire shirt. Needless to say, he was approached by more than a few like-minded people, one of whom was a campaign manager for Lonergan. He stressed to me the importance of support for New Jersey gun owners in this election. Lonergan is a constitutional conservative. Thank you for that, Chet. More to come when we come back.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
How come it's always just a few?
And speaking of Evan Knappen, I got an email from one of the listeners this week who said that early one morning, Dyfus shows up at his house. And the Dyfus worker tells him that because his granddaughter is staying with he and his wife, and someone called up and said that he has guns in the house. So
nice.
They showed up and said, you have to let me in or I will have you arrested. And he obviously let her into the house, and we had an email conversation after that. But If a Dyfus worker shows up at your house, you do not have to let them into the house. They cannot have you arrested. What you should do is call Evan Knappen. And that's happened before, right? With
many times.
Listeners.
Sean Moore and many other people.
Yeah.
Bert Haberland just sent me an email if Knappen's going to come out with a new book. He's working on a 4th book, by the way.
He is.
And he's probably going to bring knives back in or have a separate book on knife laws in New Jersey.
Speaking of experts
in their field, which Knappen is, another expert in his field is Eric Waldorf
of
Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey. WaldorfChiro.com. A lot of people go to Dr. Eric that listen to the show, and make sure you support him. Again, he also has a Facebook page. He has a presence, with social media and his webpage. Pass him on to your friends and family if somebody's feeling pain. He always hooks me up and Sandy when he comes up.
I've sent a couple of guys
supporter.
From the Skeet Shooters Club over there too, from the Trap Club. They're competitive shooters.
Yeah.
And they swear the fact that after an adjustment, they shoot better.
Bridgewater, New Jersey, WaldorfChiropractic.com. Drop in and see Dr. Eric and thank him for his undying, unwavering
Absolutely.
Second Amendment support. Okay, Sandy, I got a letter from Gene Rossi. And I was listening to today's radio show, excellent as usual. In the intro, you mentioned about choosing a firearm. I thought great more info for me on that subject. What the hell? Gene, get a life. I know this is always a tough subject due to what each individual wants, but you think of those of us with CCW permits and those waiting for their permits to come in and give you your input on best concealed weapons and holsters. What he's driving at is we're going to have a class for that. We have an intro to CCW class. It'll be offered again in September, Gene, and that teaches you the best firearm selection, and it also teaches you, you know, carry options. We have a ton of holsters and Red Man guns here, so you try them, but what we teach normally in a school is the best self-defense round is either the minimum caliber of 38 or 9mm. But, you know, if you're infirm or you have a disability and all you can carry is a 22 or a 25 or a 380, well, a little gun is better than no gun. But when you're looking at your gun selection, if you're what we would say normal, for lack of a better term, if you were physically able, a 38 or a 9mm would be the minimum that you would go for a concealed carry gun. And traditionally, strong side hip holster would be the way to go. And we have an introduction to CCW class that you would really like, that we go over all of these options for everybody. Another one is, email is from...
Could I weigh in on that also?
Yes.
I think it's really important to stress this, and from my perspective is, when I first got my CCW, there's nothing that you're going to learn in a CCW class, the primary class that you have to take for your CCW. There's nothing that you're going to learn there that is going to be of any benefit at all. It really, in my opinion, does not qualify you to carry a gun. You seriously need to get training.
Yes.
Now, the guy I trusted for what I consider probably to be one of the most important training programs of my life happens to be sitting across the table from you here. But if you're carrying a gun or contemplating carrying a gun on a daily basis, you absolutely positively have to get training. And may I be so bold as to suggest that you, even if you live outside of the area here, consider planning a vacation and flying in. People do it all day long. There are people here from all over the country and all around the world. The facility here is absolutely state of the art. And as far as I'm concerned, again, my personal opinion, you can't get any better training anywhere else. I know there are great, great trainers all over the world that deal specifically with this. Guys like Tiger Woods, Masad Ayoub, you know, these guys are stellar.
Yep.
But bottom line, no matter who you go to, and we're going to talk a little bit about how to select a good trainer a little bit later, you got to get training. Do not just carry a gun.
You don't want to shoot your eye out. This is a great one, a great letter from Chris Kent regarding Cloward and Piven. He goes, Ant, I just read their paper after you mentioned it on Gun for Hire Radio. I thought it was an old Twilight Zone script. Apparently, Piven is still alive and active.
Yes, she is.
Apparently, this isn't a sick joke, Chris.
Nope.
No shit. Everybody out there, just Google Cloward and Piven. C-L-O-W-A-R-D.
Yep.
Cloward and Piven. Here's another one from Jerry. Ant, just wanted to drop you a line and tell you what a curse it is to wear your Gun for Hire t-shirt at the Wildwood Boardwalk. The past two weeks, I can count how many times I was stopped for the phone number on the back or asked which stand I got it from. Next time I am going, I'm going to have to bring some to sell. Jerry. Here's a good one, and we're going to pat ourselves on the back for this letter, and this is from Joe. He wrote, Anthony, thank you for your lightning quick response and everything you guys did for the veto yesterday. When I read about the veto on the 50 cal and gutting out the new smart ID, I was glad to see your call to action and our calls and emails didn't go unnoticed. As I'm sure you read, Christie wrote that the bill will not further our collective fight against crime, but serve only to confuse law-abiding gun owners with the threat of imprisonment for lawful recreation. I cannot approve of that result. Sounds like he may be a listener to the program. This is the great one from Joe. He goes, thank you for motivating me and so many other listeners to stand up for what is ours. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, thank you, too. And it's funny because I don't take credit for shit and you don't either, but we have been the unifying body. We have been the voice in New Jersey. It's funny because I saw Ron Sousa the other day. He lands in Vegas. He's wearing a Gunfire shirt. Guy says, do you listen to Gunfire Radio? We listen all the time. You know, it's just we have been unifiers here. Yeah. We don't take sides. We don't draw. We all 2A people, all libertarian, all like-minded people were on board with here. People of color, I don't care, okay? If you're gun people or you believe in basic freedoms, we're a fan of yours and a supporter of yours, and we will bring everybody up to a higher level. But sometimes I have a little... problem with the celebrity. People come in, and I hear them behind my back say to our secretaries and the concierge, is that him? You know, it's the funniest thing. But I want to thank all of our supporters, and Joe and Jerry and all of you guys for thank us. Support our sponsors. And,
You know, they're the ones making it possible.
And just keep perpetuating it. Do like Arlen Bell would do, you know, burn a copy or send it to somebody in an MP3 file. And like any excerpts, like when we have our training parts and stuff, you know, Dan O'Malley, he sent me an email the other day. He said it was nice to hear a training thing instead of effing politics all the time, because it's been a while, because for the past 7 months,
we've been locked down,
fixated and so focused on, you know, these bills going on.
It's
so,
not that we want to do it. We don't even enjoy doing it. We wish we never had to do it.
We don't. I would rather not do it. I'd rather just come on here and joke and kibitz and everything. I got to ask, too, what's going on with the Colored Coalition? What's going on with the Colored Coalition? Okay? People coming in every day asking me how to support. I have a check in my office.
I know.
A donation.
T-shirt
I had to make it out
are,
to
are
Kosh.
Going, yes.
Okay, Ainsley? So, listen, come on, guys. We need some help here. I don't have any more time. Okay.
Yeah, no, if we had the time, we're giving every bit. It takes a lot more than an hour to produce this show. It takes probably, what would you say, Ant? About 30 hours of time to produce this show.
Oh, for sure. And then I have a business to run 7 days a week. I haven't taken a day off in a year and a half, to be honest with you. But I'm willing to, listen, you want to talk about it? We're having two more fundraisers here for Lonergan. We had one that sold out. I'm having another one independent, a high roller fundraiser. And we're doing one in coordination with New Jersey Second Amendment Society on September 29th. While I'm at it, NJ2AS, okay, NJ2AS.com, $35 a year, cheaper than a
back waxing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're mobilizing. James Kalate has been on the phones every night talking to people about he's going to the campaign headquarters and stumping. Everybody can do something. All right. If all of our listeners put in 15 minutes and $15, do you know how far we would get? So Frank and the guys at New Jersey Second Amendment Society are mobilizing for this really big. So you need to support New Jersey Second Amendment Society. If you're not a member and you're on their website or you're following them on Facebook or whatever, I'm going to guilt you into $35 right now. I mean, $35. Let's think
seriously.
About this, okay? We're talking about pennies a day to protect your Second Amendment rights. New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Tell them Gun for Hire Radio sent you. So they're volunteering all of the time for this Lonergan event. I'm volunteering my facility for 3 times for Lonergan. I don't have time to go knock on doors, but I'll donate thousands of dollars of facility and staff and guns and ammo. I'll do whatever is necessary.
Everybody
can
do something.
But I can't carry it all alone.
No.
We need all of you, okay? We need another 1,000 Sue Ampenas out there, another 100 Ron Sousas and Corey Vaughn. We need everybody out there.
Right.
And our people of color, you have to sell Lonergan. You have to shortchange Booker and sell Lonergan in your respective communities.
Or you may not have a Second Amendment in this state.
We know it. People of color are going to vote for Corey by default sometimes, okay? Because they don't know. They're just associated with
that. Well, they're going to believe
Corey
the propaganda.
Booker, you know, you sent me that thing. Every ghetto in this country is run by Democrats.
Yes, it is.
Every ghetto
Every
in this
one.
Country, all
Every
right?
single one.
And people, they call Lonergan a radical because they don't want to hear what he has to say. But we cannot go on giving everybody everything for nothing.
Well, guess what? Maybe he is a radical, but we need a radical for the other side. That's what we do. We need radicals on this side, because there's certainly a plenty of radicals taking us in the wrong direction.
Oh, my God. So I'm sorry to sound like a broken record with that, but getting back to the letters I receive from people, and people come in here all the time and they shake my hand and they say thank you for everything you're doing, you know, in the state. And again, I'm not that comfortable with it. B, I don't look at it like I do anything. I'm just doing what I do. You know, and Sandy does what he does, but I guess it's nice to hear once in a while, but I'm a little uncomfortable with it.
We do
cash
get,
in
know,
an envelope we would talk be a lot, more comfortable.
We talk a lot about the hate mail that we get. We get a
I
lot of great
mail.
Encouragement letters, and we get far more encouragement letters than we do hate mail. And I just want to take a second to thank everybody. We cannot respond to all of them. We still do have, like, day jobs. And, you know, we do read every single one of them. Please send demand.
More hate mail, too.
More hate mail, too. And listen, guys, this is your show. It's not our show. Please tell us what you want to talk about. Send in ideas for training segments to talkback@gunforhireradio.com. Let us know. It's a dialogue. This isn't a monologue. We're coming right back. And you can buy T-shirts to support the Colored Coalition. I just wanted to reach out to you guys and say thank you so very much to all of you who have been supporting Gun for Hire Radio's new project that we're calling Guns for the Needy. So many of you from all over the country have been sending your $30 in for the Gun for Hire Radio limited edition I Will Not Comply t-shirt. And so many of you have written back and told us how much you really like the shirts. They're all individually custom made right here in New Jersey by Kick-Ass Custom Tees, and we want to thank them for their participation in this program. All the proceeds are going to go directly to legally arming, educating, and training the most vulnerable members of our community. Those folks who are forced to live and raise their families under constant fear in New Jersey's crime-ridden inner cities. We've told you, it's our vision to enlist these newly licensed, educated, and well-trained armed citizens in our fight, and then send them back out into their own neighborhoods to educate their families, friends, and neighbors about the oppressive, unconstitutional anti-gun laws that intentionally make us citizens unwilling victims, subject to the whims of a terminally corrupt political system that rules our courts and the gangs of thugs that rule our streets. Well, thanks to you who have already sent in your money in support of this great project and patriots just like you, freedom, real freedom, is within our grasp. And you've got an opportunity to become part of this historic event. Just simply go to the gunforhireradio.com website and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. From there, you'll be taken to a page that'll allow you to donate and get your kick-ass I Will Not Comply custom-made limited edition t-shirt that shows your support. Help us to beat the gun grabbers at their own game. Go to gunforhireradio.com and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. Do it right now. Bloomberg, Holder, Pelosi, and the New Jersey legislature will hate you for it. Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners. Freedom. Give me some freedom. And this segment's being brought to you by Get Out Safe New Jersey. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to be talking about in our learning segment, speaking of learning segments, how to select an instructor.
You know, Frank DeMeo is giving away that 3-day bag, and he put a picture of it on Facebook, and it's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
And you need to go to Get Out Safe NJ, Survival Equipment NJ. He's on Route 10 in Whippany, where I am all the time. And go up and check out what he has. All you have to do is give your name and phone number, and you will be dropped in a drawing to win that 3-day bailout.
You don't even have to buy anything.
No, you don't have to buy anything. Just check them out.
But here we are. Came from Gun for Hire Radio.
We're coming on September. Kids are going to be in school. Families are separated again. If an emergency was to happen and you had to pick your kids up emergency after school and you couldn't get home, wouldn't you want to have something like this in your trunk?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you want to have something like this in your house?
Yep.
Your kids that are going away to school, your kids that are moving out of the house and getting their own apartment, wouldn't you want to have something like this? The amount of money we spend on frivolous shit to buy something this important. Go to Frank and say, Frank, I need a bag made up. What would it cost? I'm telling you, it's a couple hundred bucks.
It's nothing.
And he's right there. He will make it up for you, and it'll be what you want, okay?
Right.
And Dr. Eric had 3 bags made up from Get Out Safe, and he posted on the thread in Facebook about what Frank made up for him and how they're packed in the bags, and he keeps it in his trunk, his wife's trunk. He has one in his office.
Right, they're individual.
So if something was to happen, you know, this is what we're talking about here.
Each one of us had bags made up. Anthony had one made up. I had one made up. Ours probably have maybe 50% of the same things.
Correct.
But they're so individualized that the things that are in mine are not in yours.
I have it in 3 vehicles. I have one in each vehicle. I have one in my house, and I have one in my office here.
Right.
Because if something ever ever happen? I don't know. You know, because you know me, 15 minutes into a natural disaster, cannibalism. So,
pretty much, yeah.
You know,
I even got the spices
I
already dry, made
Frank
up.
I had a dry rub made for me for long pork, yes. So these are the things that we need people to think about. And that's why we chose these sponsors,
yes.
Because they all fit in.
Yes.
You know, Ron knows all the small business people are out there listening to our show, a lot of entrepreneurial people, and he's created this, you know, where it's like a fractional ownership, you know, a fractional rental for office space and everything.
It's like a fractional rental of a jet.
I mean, seriously. Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And this is what I want, you know, I want you guys to support our people. I appreciate the handshakes and everything, but show me the money, biatches.
It's them who are making it work. And if you notice, every single one of the sponsors we have approved to be on this program, we know them all personally. We've interviewed them all personally. We know the quality of the products that are there. We know that they're all 2A supporters. These are not major corporations. We are approached every single week.
We turn down Bloomberg News.
Yeah, we do. We've got somebody here from them.
We represent the Lollipop Kids. Go ahead. Sorry.
So, and we've turned down a lot of people. We've turned down Dunkin' Donuts. We've turned down a lot of places.
We turned down Bloomberg Shoe Lift Company.
Yes, because...
Okay. The company that makes his 11-inch shoe
like
lift.
Two by fours underneath.
Yeah, it looks like he's wearing Danish clogs.
All right, move along. Okay. He's also worth $27 billion. It can put us off the air in about 13 seconds. Okay, so let's move along.
Okay, very very sad thing I read, and we want to talk about when you're choosing an instructor to teach you. And listen, there's instructors everywhere. The NRA is approaching 100,000 instructors.
Well, you train how many instructors a year?
I make
300,
400, 500 people a year. I make NRA instructors, and the first thing you want to do is you want to look at instructors' lineage, basically, and where they were trained and who they're like. We all know in this game, I know if somebody's training counselor was blah, 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 then they're probably a weak instructor, okay? So I kind of know. When people come in all the time, they'll be like, oh, we took a class from blah, 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 and I'm like, oh, well, how was it? And they're like, well, it wasn't like this, okay? So, you know, you'll hear that a lot, so... That's one of the things you got to remember. The other thing is where you're going to go for your lesson is very important. Is it a professional environment? I mean, it's such a cottage industry that people teach out of their houses, their garages, or their basement. I've had women come and take classes from me and say, well, I signed up with so-and-so, but I pulled up and it was a house. And I didn't want to go in someone's... Nobody wants to end up like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction. Okay? You know, so... So when you're checking it out, and then you should read, you should look and see reviews. You know, social media and the internet's a wonderful thing today. You know, Google the instructor's name, find, you know, and put what next to NRA and make sure nothing comes up like they shot someone accidentally or they have a prior arrest record or something.
Yep.
Well, that's what I'm leading to this for, because safety being paramount, you know, an NRA course should involve NRA packages, NRA training materials, and NRA instructors. And we just had an NRA instructor, 73 years old, demonstrating that,
tipped you off right there.
Yeah, demonstrating that a gun was not loaded and he shot a student in the arm.
Yeah,
and he was a retired cop and military, and lo and behold, when he was in his 20s, he wanted to scare his daughters and their friends, and he fired a gun that he thought had blanks in it, and he shot one of the daughter's friends in the leg.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
This is the same guy?
Sandy, same guy.
And he was on the police force.
Yes, well, that's normal. He was probably one of the better shots on the force. He was one of the better shots.
That's kind of an inside joke here. There are so many cops who work for him that we always say when the police come in here and qualify, the safest place to be standing is in front of the target.
Directly in front of the cop. But so think about this. When you call the instructor, make sure he's reputable. Make sure it's not just Joe Schmo working out of the back of his cousin's gas station on a Saturday. Right. You know, I have people all the time that stop in because they want to see what the place looks like, and then they sign up for a lesson. okay? Yeah. Because, yeah. you know, you
Which is what they should do.
Correct. Your bathrooms, you know, should not be in disarray and
or
proper
a bucket,
ventilation.
5-gallon bucket.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly. So, but it's so easy today where if you're going to take a class from somebody, just Google. And, you know, there's Yelp and there's Yellow Pages and, you know, all of the social media sites, even Facebook pages. And you can look and see. Now, you can't believe it all because every once in a while you get a disgruntled person,
of
you know.
Course, yeah.
But if there's 72 ratings and they're all 1 star or less, there might be a trend there. But, you know, safety, people are new walking into a classroom, and here you are waving a gun around at people. That's a very bad indication. When you sit down in that class, all guns brought into that classroom should have the actions open. They should be pointing in a safe direction.
Right.
If that instructor doesn't tell you what the safe direction is and doesn't go through the safety rules first off and make sure he secures all firearms and ammo that are brought into that classroom, you're in the wrong class. The $150, $250 you paid might be worth it to bail out right then and there.
I remember when I took my first class with you and we all had to take our firearms, carry firearms, and leave them outside the room. You were no live.
Well, I lock them all up and that's safe.
Yeah.
I lock them up with everybody's car keys so they don't bring leave their gun with me, which has happened where guys had to drive back 11 o'clock at night to come and get their gun. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So these are the things, some of the things you want to check out. When you call, ask the instructor with the live fire portion. Is it your guns or his guns? Because new shooters don't have, sometimes they don't have guns. Will it involve a selection of guns? Some instructors will cut corners. Now, the NRA allows them to supplement with airsoft, BB, or pellet guns, but to truly pass an NRA course, you have to shoot a real gun at a range.
Yeah.
Okay, so it better be a real gun. And, you know, the NRA will approve a .22 caliber, but all of our students shoot, in our beginner classes, shoot a .22, a .38, and a 9mm, because I don't think it's fair to push them out of the nest with no experience with a larger center fire. Airsoft or a pellet gun would get me ejected from the NRA.
Yeah.
You can supplement with that, they say. I don't, though, because I don't like to mix toys up with real training.
Yeah, exactly.
But they have to have a live fire portion. And so you have to go to the range, and you have to get a certificate, and you have to get the NRA book, all right? And they have to upload you as a pass taking the class with the NRA. There's a lot of guys out there that use the title that they're an NRA instructor, but they don't follow NRA doctrine. Once they get the certificate that they're an NRA instructor, they cut the NRA out. They use the hat, but they don't use all the training materials and such. So this is another thing to think about. There's a lot more women instructors out there today. Women tend to be very safe, very diligent, so that's a very good angle to go. Training teams are great. Sometimes you'll see kids. Sometimes you'll see husbands and wives teaching together. You know, we do classes through the state association, ANJRPC. A lot of states do that. We copied that basically from gun owners of New Hampshire, which gun owners of Massachusetts also did. They do the same thing through the state association. It tends to order more, you know, offer more validity for some people. Again, I look at it now. You know, I'm 52 years old, and I'm a big old fat ugly guy. I wouldn't go into somebody's house to take a lesson.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be a scared shit that I'm gonna get the chloroform. You know,
yeah. I mean, it's like you said, this is a big cottage industry, so you really have to be kind of careful, and you want to make sure that this person's done this before. You don't choose a doctor just based out of the phone book. I mean,
correct. But with the 50% of all doctors finish in the lower part of their class,
correct.
And someone was last.
Yeah, somebody was last.
Okay, somebody just squeaked by
exactly.
by a point,
and
right,
you know what
Sandy?
They call him, right?
What?
Doctor.
Doctor. that's pretty. Lawyers, too, right?
Yeah,
somebody
thing.
Just squeaked by cheating.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's frightening because you couldn't tell the difference.
the other thing is when choosing an instructor, look for hidden fees. This is a big one that I get. Can we
hidden
pick this
fees.
Up when we
yes,
come back?
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm intrigued. When it, hidden fees?
Yes.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it on, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
And you hear me say it every week, just make sure it's the real original lipstick bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. Lipstick bodyguard is 100% made in the USA to exacting specifications, giving you the most potent formula available by law. Lipstick Bodyguard's only available at lipstickbodyguard.com and soon coming to the Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil.
Okay, hidden fees when choosing an NRA instructor. This is like for obviously for basic and beginner classes. One of the things we get all the time is people say, you know, is it all-inclusive? And our classes are all-inclusive. If you don't own a gun, we supply three guns. We supply ammo. We supply targets. We supply range time. I've had students come in here that they went to Joe Schmo for a class, and they said, oh, ammo is extra. Their certificate is $5.
Come on,
there's a gun rental. We have guys in New Jersey. They charge a gun rental fee with the class.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's despicable, you know. So they look and go, oh, you're $185 for your class. I found the guy for $125. Then they come in with their wife 2 weeks later, like, it cost us $300 each. Because the guy charged us for ammo, he charged us targets, he charged us range time, he charged us $25
you want a pencil
to rent the, exactly, $25. But the despicable thing is there's an instructor out there that charges for the certificate that's included in a class.
Are you serious?
Yeah, if you want the paper certificate, it's $5 extra. It's
no
real scum.
Way.
Yeah, that's pond scum, okay?
Yeah.
So you want to be careful of that. Any type of shyster stuff. Listen, this ain't used car sales, or and no disparaging against used cars people, but if it's negotiable, then it's not good, you
right.
know?
Right.
Listen, I'm not a doctor, nor do I tout to be, but I get people that try to negotiate our rates, and I say, listen, do you negotiate the rate when you go to doctor and you need knee surgery or you need that boil lanced or something like
right,
that, right?
Exactly.
No, sorry. My prices are my prices. I have fixed costs, and this is what I charge. I'm not going to water down my services, you know, especially with a gun class. This is the same person that's negotiating with me that puts the cheapest brakes and tires on their car, okay, and then lets their wife and kids drive it.
I always say to people, would you buy the cheapest parachute?
You know what I mean? So that's the problem
yeah.
that I have. You know, people do crap like that. So I get a lot of that. Being the largest training center in the New York metro area, you know, we train thousands and thousands of students a year. I'm the number one purchaser of NRA training materials in the country. So we tend to be very good at it and, you know, try to find negative stuff on us, you know. But you want to really do your diligence and work. And you know what? If you don't live in the area and you can't take a class with me, call me or email me, and I'll give you my opinion to somebody.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Because I know them
you've
all.
You've trained so many of them. That
and a lot of them work with us. A yeah. lot of them come in part-time employees because a lot of them have full-time jobs or their lives don't allow for it, but they work with us. And it would be great, you know, like you can bring your own gun, too, when you take a class from us, and the same thing happens where at your class you should be able to bring your own gun. They're probably going to want you to supply your own ammunition, too, which is fine. That's fair. But you want to make sure that you talk to the person on the phone if you're, you know, worried. Don't forget, what happens to me all the time is people go look on our website and then they come in and go, wow, the place just looks just like on the website. Because a lot of people just take stock photos.
Yeah, right.
You know, they'll take stock photos, and then, you know, and then when you go to their, it's their house, it's not a classroom. And, you know, and the NRA tells me great stories, but you'll go to their house, it's not a classroom, and the range is, you know, car tires lined up in their backyard or something in the middle of, you know, nowhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, buyer beware. And safety being paramount at all. This isn't the first time an NRA instructor has shot somebody.
No, that's right.
Okay. And
well, there's that famous video of a DEA agent shooting, you know, doing a demonstration in the front of the
room. He's the only one qualified.
Yeah.
And he shot himself in
the
leg.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to leave off with Lonergan. Next person tells me he can't win, punched right in the face. Okay. Just want to get that out there. You know,
so speaking of Gun for Hire Academy, what do you got coming up?
You know, we're doing a Utah roadshow with the ANJRPC through the entire state. We do Utah classes in 12 locations in New Jersey, including the Woodland Park Range. If you have four or more people, we will take the Utah class to you.
Nice.
It's classroom only, no range time. A full complement of classes listed on the website. We have a new class coming out called Surviving the Storm.
Nice.
That's going to teach people what to do if another Sandy hits.
Nice.
Okay?
Not me.
That'll be posted soon. Correct. Not you. Ladies-only classes are already listed on the website, as well as urban classes, and a full complement of our new Train with the Trooper classes will be launched within the next week.
Excellent.
So
excellent,
we're
class.
Moving right along. Oh, and the napping class. Guess what, guys? October, sold out. December,
sold out.
February, 12 seats sold already.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, deposits paid for. So if you want to come to Napping's live action seminar, you better reserve now. February dates are available. I think it's February 7th. Go on, sign up. Once it gets logged out, the next one is going to be April. Can you believe
it? Let me tell you, in personal experience, I went to the first one. It is phenomenal. It is amazing. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. See you guys. We love you. Get involved. Be safe out there. And see you next week.